Yes, sir. It's that time of the year again, my friends. It is NFL season. I don't even know what season NFL it is now. It's like, I forget which. I don't even know. But it's week one.
Winter is coming.
It's week one. We're here. Most Worst TV. We're back again for another year of NFL football. And we're going to preview week one. We're going to do all the matchups. It's your boy C-Mo. I'm here with Matt Chee and Big Meech. Gang. You already know. Gang is in the building. This podcast is presented by Manscaped.com. Use code MOSTSPORTS on Manscaped.com to receive 20% off on your order. And you get a free month of Most Sports Premium. And
it's an investment in yourself, you know?
And you get 20%. Yeah. And you get 20% off on any Most Sports apparel item. And we got some shit in the cut waiting for you for Most Sports apparel. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's about to get real crazy. Shout out to my nigga AP.
Thanks.
He reposted us today.
Tough.
If anybody got any questions about any bets, anything, make sure y'all hit that comment section, man. Y'all got any questions, any rebuttals, anything of the sort.
Talk y'all shit.
Make sure y'all talk y'all shit for real.
Rep yo's team. Rep yo squad.
Yeah, make sure if you're bandwagoning.
It's week one, yeah, man. Let us know where you at.
Get it out the way now.
Get your team out the way. Say what you need to say.
Yep.
I want everybody's team in the comments. I want everybody's team in the comments. Claim your squad now in the comments. Claim your squad now. Oh, we got Eagles in the building. Oh, Lord.
Never mind.
Yo, Myron, you need to join the Fantasy League. We sent you mad links. Myron, make sure you join the Fantasy League. Your draft is tomorrow. BFFL draft starting in 1 hour exactly. We have 36 teams. Clap it up.
Unfortunately, Myron, you are in my league, so I'm sorry.
Myron, you're in Matt's league. It's tomorrow. You got it. Yo, make sure you look in your inbox because I sent you a link, bro.
Yep.
But we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of game one matchups that are very intriguing. Very intriguing indeed. But we're going to start this off with a segment called Start Bench Manscaped. Brought to you by the good people at manscaped.com. Use code MOSTSPORTS. You know the rest. You get 20% off on your order and 1 free month of Most Sports Premium.
Yes, sir.
So, Start Bench Manscaped.
This one's hot.
And this one's an interesting one that we came up with on the fly, and we really like it. I think people are going to really fuck with it. These are three running backs that are pretty similar. And they have the same running style, and I like it. I like it a lot. So, Start Bench Manscaped. Hey, shout out to you, Myron. Start Bench Manscaped. Chris Johnson, Jamal Charles, or Reggie Bush. Let me get your start bench cut in the chat. Chris Johnson, Jamal Charles, Reggie Bush.
Toughie.
It's tough.
Go ahead, Matt. Elaborate, please.
Oh, man. I'm the one to elaborate. I was in diapers for some of this, but I mean, it's really tough. They're, like you said, they all have similar play styles in terms of running. They rely a lot on that explosiveness and speed. I mean,
thanks.
Oh, I think I got to start Chris Johnson. I'm going to bench Reggie Bush and cut Jamal Charles. I think post ACL Jamal Charles just couldn't keep up with the prime of both Reggie Bush and Chris Johnson. So I think that's going to have to be my take.
That's so funny. All right. Well, me personally, I'm starting Chris Johnson. I think out of the three, he had the most influential career. He was the fastest out of three. And he had the most, he had the best stats. And he had the best, pretty much the best team too. Jamal Charles and Reggie Bush are actually a toss-up to me.
Facts.
Jamal Charles had some successful seasons.
Both had
in shitty
Kansas
ass
City. Teams, truthfully. Like they never had any type of talent around them ever.
Reggie Bush, you know, he had a way better college career than he had an NFL career at the end of the day. He was still nasty. He still did his thing, but there wasn't a season where we're like, oh, Reggie Bush is considered for the MVP. Yeah. Never. That was a never. Jamal Charles, on the other hand, he's had MVP like seasons. So me personally, I'm going with Chris Johnson, start Chris Johnson, best Jamal Charles, cut Reggie Bush.
How you feeling?
That's how I was feeling because when it's you got to think about it. Like Simo said, yo, Jamal Charles was doing receiving and rushing. He could do it all.
Was Jamal Charles like the Tyreek Hill except running back, you know, version?
He was just he was the main guy. Yeah, he got the ball
all the time.
Alex Smith was the quarterback, yeah, right? It was a run first offense.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, it was a run first offense.
He didn't have no wide receivers really.
Jamal Charles, he was like a number one fantasy pick for a lot of years. For like 2-3 years straight, he was like the number one pick because he would get so much volume, but he would get his buckets. There's games where he's gotten close to 200 yards. Like
Corey said, you only see too many times where we were like awed by Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush was good and he had his certain plays, but like he wasn't that every down back that could carry the whole team like Chris Johnson and Jamal Charles was, in my opinion.
Yes. Skill wise, Jamal Charles or Alvin Kamara?
Skill?
Yeah, just skill. Like not.
I mean, the overall game. I mean,
I feel like that's kind of the vibe I was getting. I was trying to like think of a player right now to kind of relate him to, and that's kind of who I mean.
Chris Johnson. That's is a good one to relate him to.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to say you should have flipped that because I get AK vibes from CJ. So,
I mean, Alvin could catch better than Jamal Charles, I guess, but Jamal Charles could catch the ball.
Yeah, he did everything.
Like he was a great running
back. Screens, man. Watch him do a screen.
He was a screen beast. Oh my god.
Watch the screens, bro. And then as soon as he get that lane, he's gone.
Does Reggie Bush get credit for the Kim Kardashian situation? I feel like that's got to give him a couple, you know, brownie points.
He won
here.
A Super Bowl order, so he definitely gets some credit.
That is a dub.
He got a Super Bowl order. Definitely get some credit.
Rob makes a comment. Reggie Bush is more known by getting smacked by Sheldon Brown.
Yes, I was in the NFL.
That was his number one highlight.
Yes, I was going to say
of his
that.
Career in the NFL was him getting smacked.
I was going to say if we're really talking about Reggie Bush highlight, we're going to talk about when he got smacked.
He got fucking.
We're not even going to talk about when he got those two kick returns and a punt return on the Vikings. We're not even going to talk about that. We're going to talk about when Sheldon Brown just hit his ass because he did a bubble or whatever that shit was.
He got lit up.
That was the most illest hit I've ever seen.
No, Reggie had some good highlights, but like nobody remembers. Only in college. Like he was. College. Now, if we were talking college, obviously Reggie Bush might be the best college player to ever.
Yes, he's top five.
Ever do it.
Got to be top five.
Johnny Manziel?
No.
No. He doesn't even come close to fucking Reggie Bush.
He was just an arrogant, cocky bastard that just got
fuck no. Not even close.
I feel like Manti Te'o and his girlfriend?
That's cold.
Great Netflix documentary.
I didn't watch it yet. I heard it was
very good.
I liked it.
It's good.
I liked it a lot.
It was good.
But I think the funniest part.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's fucked up how, like, it's kind of funny, right? Like, it's kind of funny how, like, the person pretending to be Manti's girlfriend is literally sitting there like just bawling their eyes out like it hurt me so bad to have to do this to him, and then goes ahead and just like pretends to die on the phone with Manti right before like the national championship,
bro.
Finds out that his grandma passed away and then goes and is just like, damn, I guess I have to die too. And he's just, Manti's sitting there like, I heard her breathing through the mask. And the girl's just on the other side of her phone, just breathing like Darth Vader. Got I feel for him.
That's actually crazy as hell.
Corey, when you watch that shit, please call me.
It's so
that's embarrassing, bro.
His dad said it was a different time.
But back then, it was a lot better.
He never even met her. He was going back home. Like, I have this girlfriend from California.
It was MySpace era, bro.
Yeah, you were more you were more vulnerable to being catfished back in like 2005 era when we were in high school, like when MySpace was around. That was the first generation of catfish. There was never a catfish, any of that, until until MySpace. Yo, I fell victim, you know, a couple of times. You know, I can't lie, I fell victim to a couple catfish.
Fat bitches came through.
I pulled up and something big and sloppy came out that.
Slapped it anyways, didn't me.
This is a sick Negro.
I wish there was a. You got to see it through.
Got to see it through, my boy.
All right. Enough of the bullshit. Let's get into week one matchups.
That was start bench cut.
That was a good start bench cut, but we're going to get into week one matchups. Yeah. And we may as well
talk about fucking Thursday night.
We're going to start with the Thursday night game, of course, because that is potentially the Super Bowl preview for this year. I personally don't think so. I think it's going to be different, but these are the two favorites. These are the two best teams this year going into week one. In my opinion, NFL did a good job matching them up. Bills versus the Rams. Who do we got and why?
I would say, well, it's kind of fucked up that they got the Rams, the underdogs, but I guess that's because Matt Stafford's hurt.
Is that telling the whole tale right there?
I don't understand. That's what it's saying. Why would they be the underdogs? They want to fucking
There's got to be something beyond this line, though. Like, the Rams, the reigning Super Bowl champs, come out and they play the team that could have very easily been the AFC champs.
Absolutely.
And they're underdogs at home, plus 112 against plus 136 on the other side. I just don't know. I feel like there's got to be more to this that we don't know. Like, it's so sketchy to me.
I would say I'm going with the Rams.
What's the betting line? Like,
the line is +115. Bills are -135.
Where's the money at? Like, what are people betting on right now?
They gotta be. If anybody's betting on something, they gotta be doing fucking same game parlay on this game. Because it's like,
are we really like that confident in the Bills that we're putting them at -136? I don't know.
I mean, I like the Rams in general. I mean, the Bills are home. That really doesn't matter to the Rams.
68% of bets are on Buffalo.
I definitely like the Rams, then.
I like the Rams,
+2.5. I definitely like the Rams +2.5. I like a money line, too. Honestly,
money line is 63% of the bets.
I like money line. I go money line on the Rams.
Taking Rams money line.
And I like that.
People want to get
2.5, Corey, for sure.
Yeah, people are sleeping on the Matt Stafford.
What's the over under?
52.
51.5 right now. So, yeah.
Caesars at 52.
Yep. So, say you had to pick an anytime touchdown score from that game.
Cooper Kupp. Two of them shits.
Give me that.
I want to say Cooper Kupp was like -110.
I like Stephon Diggs.
I like
a Josh Allen anytime. Josh Allen anytime would probably smack.
-155. I like Cam Akers at +110.
What about Allen Robinson?
That's good. Allen Robinson is a good one.
+150. Everybody looks good though. That's the problem. And it's like
you don't
this
want to do
very
that.
Well could be like four different guys on each side catching a touchdown. It could be one of those games. Right. I don't know.
I want it to be a high scoring game. Like same. Pop off the fucking season with a banger.
I think the NFL is going to make sure this is an interesting game. This is going to go down to the wire. That's why I like the Rams +2.5. I feel like if anything, they'll be up. I don't know. Maybe by the half a point for the Rams. Make them +3 to just make sure.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
I like the 3 too.
Make them a plus 3.
I like what you said. 2.5, but now I'm like,
yeah, I like plus three even more.
Just the
I've chosen my. Yeah, I was gonna say Dawson Knox anytime. My picks
Dawson
for this
Knox
game: Dawson Knox anytime touchdown and the Rams to win. That comes in at plus 635.
I like that. I like that. That's tough. That's
Dawson Knox, like,
that's not bad at all.
It's
not bad at all.
I like that. I might substitute Allen Robinson for that though, or Coop.
I like Allen too.
Just to give me like some peace of mind.
Facts. All right, let's move on to the next game.
So actually, just for the sake of that pick, Josh Allen threw to Dawson Knox for a touchdown for the first play of the game in three games last season.
Mm. Interesting. Dawson Knox first touchdown.
Yep.
Ooh,
that'd be a banger,
Corey.
What?
Don't do that.
Niners Bears. I mean, I think this is an obvious Niners W right here.
Factory.
I still think it's gonna be a sloppy game just because it's Trey Lance's like first go at it.
Yeah.
And the Bears are the fucking Bears. They stink.
Debo's gonna get his though.
We'll see. Oh, Debo will get his.
Who on the Bears is stopping Debo?
Nobody. There's nobody stopping anything.
Roquan's not even playing, right? Is he still like in?
What is Roquan's status for this game? Is he gonna play or is he holding out?
Some shit going on.
Questionable.
He could come to New York if he wants to take his talents elsewhere.
New York just actually cleared up $11 million.
Didn't y'all just get rid of y'all middle linebacker?
No.
We may as well move into that game if we're gonna talk about that, because like. The Giants' incompetence. I just can't believe the fact that Dave Gettleman was walking around just handing out contracts like that. And then, like, he could have structured it like that to be more team friendly. They asked him, Dave, why are you just loading it on the cap? You know, over like literally pinning yourself with cap space. He said, because that's not my style of building a team. Just paid him straight out the pocket. So our cap is just in fucking hell because Dave Gettleman wanted to play that type of game.
Well, Gettleman for Gitmo, because he deserves to get locked up for what he did to the Giants salary cap.
He needs to be beheaded outside MetLife. Like, I cannot.
All right. Don't do all that. No. We ain't gonna kill the guy. But nah, he stinks. He stinks
so bad.
But we just freed up $11 million. Maybe we could do something with it. We got rid of Blake Martinez.
Yeah,
which is like. Fuck.
All the boomers on Facebook are fucking pissed about it.
I'm not really happy about it either. I really like Blake Martinez.
It was mutual though. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they. I don't think he was a scheme fit for Wink Martindale's blitz heavy defense. You know, Blake Martinez isn't a blitzer. He's more of a run stopper. You know, middle linebacker that just gets in the lanes for runs.
So are we gonna go to y'all since we're on y'all topic?
Yeah, fuck it. Giants, Titans.
How's Derrick Henry?
Honestly, I was about to say it's really a toss up because to me the Titans are sus as fuck. They're very sus.
They've
always been sus to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly,
Giants could steal this game.
They can. Absolutely.
Like, the Giants are always in until the third quarter, and then they just stains in the drawers.
Facts.
They weren't
Tennessee is minus 5.5. They started at like 6.5.
I'll take.
I don't know, man. Like, I like the Giants to maybe cover. I don't know if we're gonna win because
if we're going money line, I'm taking the Titans.
I like the under, even though it's at 43.5. I like the under in this game because
fucking worm burner week one.
I know how Vrabel plays, and he plays
old school football.
Old school. Run the ball, Derrick Henry.
Until you're sick of this.
Until you're loading the box with eight people, and then he does a play action with Tannehill to fucking, I guess, Robert Woods now.
Yeah.
But
is he going to be playing? I don't know.
Woods?
Yeah.
I think so. If not Treylon Burks is going to be that guy. He's going to be the number one guy. So watch out for him on fantasy.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think the Giants could actually steal this game, low key, but I just don't. I'm not going to call
y'all
that.
Really come out and
yeah,
really
I don't want to start smiling week one.
I'm not even going. If I was really being to playing it safe, I'm not even fucking putting y'all on my ticket, to be honest with you.
I'm not touching the game. I'm not touching period. That fucking I'm not game. Touching the
I
game.
I might do an anytime touchdown if we're talking. I might just put Derrick Henry on that.
Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Minus 170.
Yeah, I'll take that anyway. That's just making. I'm just being safe.
You that's know a parlay mean? Stuffer.
Yeah,
right
just
there.
Yeah. That's when you got to need one more.
I could see Ryan Tannehill running one in too.
you're a risky motherfucker, man. I swear to God. I would do that too, though, because you know,
if we don't got Kayvon playing,
that's what I'm saying. Knowing him, he'll be in the pocket, and then as soon as that shit opens, he'll run right. Like
Kayvon's not playing.
He might not.
Yeah, he's playing.
Questionable.
He's playing.
Yeah, if I'm doing money line, I'm taking the Titans.
I'm not touching the game. Period. I'm not fucking with that shit.
I'm just saying, if I was, I'm taking the Titans, but I definitely do a fucking anytime touchdown.
And if it's close, the Giants could actually steal it. So if there's anything, I'm doing Giants money line for whatever plus that is. But I'm not touching the game. Period.
Facts. I wasn't touching that
one because we really don't know what to expect with either or team. Like.
Absolutely. I'm not fucking with that team.
Either team could be okay.
If Derrick Henry came out healthy from last season, then I would 100% put.
We really don't know how good the Titans are going to be. Yeah. And we don't know how bad the Giants are going to be. So
we don't. I don't know how they're looking. So
see what happens. All right. Next game.
Chiefs Cardinals I got right here.
Chiefs Cardinals. See, this is going to be a good game because, you know, they – these guys have a similar story for their offenses in the offseason. The Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill.
Interesting you say that, too, because I feel like that, like, they're kind of not close in terms of, like, team, like, skill level, you know, all that type of thing. But Cardinals are plus 210 right now. I feel like that's kind of a whopper. Plus 210. The Cardinals got a good squad. Let's not forget, James Conner was a top five running back last season. In terms of production,
they don't have DeAndre Hopkins.
They got Hollywood Brown.
When they don't have Hopkins, they are garbage. What the fuck?
What is that? I mean, I think Hollywood Brown's gonna have a really good season. I'm not saying he's ass, but like,
didn't he play with Kyler?
When
in college,
he might have. Yeah, actually,
yeah, he did. I think he might have got one season.
That was Kyler.
I'm pretty sure they put together a season. I think I saw that somewhere.
That was his Heisman season, right?
Yeah,
right? I think it was.
Yeah, so they got chemistry, you know.
We'll Zach Ertz, Rondale Moore,
definitely.
Man, no D Hop is gonna hurt though. I still think the Chiefs pull this out. I think the Chiefs win this game. I think, like you said, Matt, just because the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill doesn't mean it's the end of that offense. They picked up Juju,
MVS,
They picked up Sky Moore. You know what I'm saying? So
we'll see. If Patty can make his receiver.
I want to see if really, he really we're gonna see if in Miko Hartman.
And we have Miko Hartman.
For real. I really want to see how much because I fuck with Miko. I'm a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. But what he said, we're gonna see how much faith you got in him over at Mike Williams.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we won't see about that.
For sure. This season for sure. There's no excuse. He's definitely a part of that offense for sure. Now. He compliments the speed that they lost from Tyreek, for sure.
Let's not get it fucked up. That Chiefs team is still fast as fuck.
Fast as hell.
Fast as fuck. Juju's fast as hell, too. You can sleep how fast Juju is. Juju can run.
Valdez, for sure.
MVS can run, too. They all can run. Yes. And you still got Kelsey.
Yes.
And Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day.
Factory.
So I got the Chiefs. You got the Cardinals.
I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs definitely are going to win the game. It's just plus 210 is interesting. I didn't think that they were that far off. I'd figure like minus 150 or plus 150, plus 170. 210 is just
crazy. It does sound crazy, though. Damn, 250.
I got one game I do have an underdog in, Packers-Vikings.
You got the Vikings to beat the Packers?
I got the Vikings at home. I think this is the year that the script fucking flips a little bit. I think the Vikings are going to come out flame-throwing, and I think we're going to see a nice offense.
Who are the
Vikings? Very excited for their head coach to be calling the plays now. They got a whole new regime, and we can see Kirk Cousins open it up, honestly. Like, let's not forget, he won a playoff game with Washington.
Who on defense did the Vikings pick up? Because that's the real question here. They put up buckets every year. I'm not really even excited to see how they how the offense is gonna be. I know how the offense is gonna be for the Vikings because they put up Kirk Cousins puts up buckets every year, in my opinion. Them boys get money every year. It's the defense. That's the problem.
Yeah, for sure. They got a great
Packers defense isn't that good either, but they get the job done enough for Aaron Rodgers.
They picked up Dalvin Tomlinson.
Pain. That was 2 years ago.
But Harrison Phillips, they got Jonathan Bullard. Danielle Hunter is back off of his torn ACL. Eric Kendricks, Jordan Hicks, Za'Darius Smith.
These are all pickups this year?
Jordan Hicks, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Za'Darius Smith definitely is. They got Patrick Peterson, Harrison Smith.
Patrick Peterson.
We'll see. I don't. That doesn't really impress me still. Like,
it's just like, I don't think Green Bay is going to be anything too insane this year.
Everybody's writing off Green Bay. This is the same cycle Green Bay goes through every.
You don't have Davante Adams though.
Yeah, it does not matter. It does not matter if they lost.
If you're saying
they write the Packers off every year.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yo, I don't Aaron Rodgers is gonna always make whoever is on wide receiver out there good.
I think the Packers are gonna be just as good. Gonna be just as good this year. Aaron Rodgers got a big chip on his shoulder. Oh, I lost my wide receiver. Everybody thinks I'm done.
Yeah.
Bro, he was 2-time MVP for a reason, man. Super Bowl champion for a reason.
For that underdog.
Back-to-back MVP, too.
I feel you on that.
And I think it's going to be over 47.5.
I do like the over. That's for sure. 47.5 is very small number for two.
It'll go up to like.
I think even Vegas is writing off Aaron Rodgers right now, which is even crazier. That boy can throw the rock, man.
For sure.
So we're going to see. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Vikings actually could win this game. Don't get me wrong. What's the spread?
The spread is +1.5 or -1.5. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty much a pick'em game. Anything can happen in this game, in my opinion.
Broncos country.
Let's ride. What up, Dev? Let's ride.
Let's move there.
Let's go to that game.
Broncos Seahawks. Broncos -6.5. Book that.
I like it.
Put the crib on it. They're gonna put up 3 more on them. Honestly,
I like it. Russell Wilson revenge game.
Yeah.
Plus, it's only 6.5. I mean, that's still a lot of points in betting, but not against this bum ass Seahawks team.
Yeah.
That's for sure. With Geno Smith as a starter. Yeah. Okay.
I might take that spread.
You know, Russell Wilson's going to get in his bag.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Stupid.
You know, he's going to get in his bag.
Javonte Williams, anytime touchdown, too, if I'm picking one out of that game.
I like all of them for any time touchdown. I like Cortland Sutton for any time. I like Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'll take Jerry Jeudy in a second.
I like all of them for any time touchdown.
What if fucking Pete Carroll just like hired Future to sit on the sideline? Oh, dude, that would be a crazy mind game to play with Russ.
That's foul.
That's
foul, but he...
Hey.
I wouldn't even talk to him.
All is fair.
I wouldn't even talk to him.
In love and football.
If he was that desperate to win against him, then I wouldn't fuck with him no more.
I definitely like the Broncos.
Definitely
whoop ass.
I'm definitely.
It's gonna be an ass whooping
for sure.
Yeah, Matt has been foul the past couple of weeks. He's a sick Negro.
A sick Negro
for sure.
I'm trying to win a ball game here, and with Geno Smith at quarterback, I'm not putting myself in the best position to do that.
Hell no.
When the last time the Raiders know. Perks.
Yeah, that is true. That was a little wild.
No, it was a wild fighting the perks out or something. Yeah, fighting it out.
Yeah, Darren Waller and Max Darren Crosby. Waller. Did you hear that?
No.
So I said, if Green Bay and the Raiders ever met in a game, Aaron Rodgers just goes in the locker room, the Raiders locker room, and tosses a couple Percocet in there and just watch Darren Waller and Max Crosby just go at it.
Shit,
hey, I'm trying to win ball games. That's my thought process here. I'm thinking about strategy. That's how you gain yardage off the field right there.
Yes, sir. All right, what's the next game?
Bucks-Cowboys.
Bucks-Cowboys.
-2.5. They're kind of banged up.
Bro, I feel like that's a trap game, bro. I feel like the Cowboys are at home.
Cowboys are at home, +112.
I'm telling you, bro, that's a trap game. Everybody's going to go crazy on the Bucks.
Let's check where the money's at.
Definitely.
I'm telling you, the money's loaded on Tampa Bay. There's no way.
I really want to leave that game.
That's a trap game, bro.
70% of bets on Tampa Bay money line.
Yeah, all right. Like I said. So I'm telling you right now, something funky is going to happen in that game.
But Dallas is steadily moving up. So they started, it opened at plus 105, and now it is up to plus 120.
I don't see. I would say the Cowboys, but they don't got Coop, so they can't.
I'm gonna tell you what, they played each other in the first game last year.
That's what I'm saying.
And the Cowboys almost won that.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a really the Cowboys, looked, I remember that shit. Looked, the Cowboys, yes, they looked good against game. Them.
That was a great. It came right down to the wire.
And the real question,
they don't got
bitch.
Coop, man.
Right, but on the Bucs side, is Tom Brady mentally ready for game one?
I mean,
it's
Tom
TV.
Brady, motherfucker.
I ain't crushing TV.
You can't.
All right. So when was the last time Tom Brady took a leave of absence for over 2 weeks? Just gone, poof, vanish. See ya.
See, but then again, I
don't
think
worry
about
it. Personal reasons.
Like, he's an all-time great. I feel like the same way, like Kyrie could come back from, you know, a Zen trip. I feel like Tom Brady could just pop back in whenever. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal to him.
I was about to say, the nigga never took off a day in his life in his career. So
he hasn't been around the team all summer.
One thing that I was hearing
all summer
is that it's a nighttime.
Are you going to question? Do you think they questioning Tom Brady?
No.
I wouldn't if I was them.
So I wouldn't either, motherfucker. Bucks by fucking six.
I don't know. I think the boys do win it, honestly. The Bucks are just bad.
I want to say I would say the Cowboys stops, but I don't think that wide receiver core is enough. I don't think it's enough.
I think I saw enough out of Tony Pollard to give him more of a workload to where I'm comfortable against, you know, a team. Like, I'm comfortable with the wide receiver core of being if Michael Gallup can play. I know he is questionable.
And I may makes a good point. Tom Brady did retire this offseason and came back. Like, he really hasn't been around these boys. I don't know. It might be some rust coming out the gate. Chris Godwin really coming off an injury. Julio Jones.
Russell Gage and Julio. Two Falcons receivers. That's so weird.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling about this game. I think the Cowboys' money line is actually pretty decent.
Plus 102. You want to talk Colts?
The fact that the Cowboys are plus 102. They should be plus like 200 coming into this game. Plus 175.
Fact.
The fact that it's at plus 102, almost even money right now.
Telling you something right there.
With Tampa Bay, 70% of the money on Tampa Bay, and it's only even money, and it's still even money.
Yeah.
That's telling you, right? That's telling you something is up right there. That's not adding up. That means something's funky is about to go down. That's all I gotta say.
I'm not betting
Cowboys
on it
money
because
line.
Because I'm just not betting against Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even gonna do it because look at the last game.
Those are his favorite games to blow.
That's what I'm saying.
Prime time, shit, Monday night games.
It's
and
not
shit,
gonna
bro.
Be my last motherfucking leg, and this nigga blow it.
Like, remember when he lost to the Jets last year? When was that? Monday night or Sunday night game.
Well, yeah, he doesn't play good in 8 p.m. games. It's past his bedtime, like literally. Like he's statistically not as good at nighttime, primetime games as he is 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games.
Wow, somebody just said the Giants are in the running for a Micah Hyde trade. That would be fucking excellent.
I would enjoy that.
That would be great. Maybe they can take Kenny Golladay off our hands. That'd be a good fit in Buffalo.
If Joe Shane comes out fleecing before week one, I might get excited. I might start feeling things. But anyways, Colts, Texans, down in Texas.
The Colts are going to beat the dog shit out of the Texans.
They're going to beat the piss out of them. Matt Ryan might go for 350 yards his first game in a Colts uniform.
Hopefully,
if he has protection from that offensive line, he's about to go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just no way I see the Texans even.
Colts minus seven.
I feel like it could be like somewhat close, but at worst it pushes. I still think, the money line is a
minus
banger. 340 exactly. So that tells you like this is what I do with this gambling shit. I look at where the money is. I look at where the odds have been moving. You know, it doesn't make sense, right? It's a plus minus seven, but you're minus 340. That minus 340 is like a minus, should be minus 10. You know what I'm saying? Should be minus 9.5. I like the Colts. I mean, I'm not touching the Colts spread. That's what
I'm
I mean by that.
Not touching that game in general.
I'll take the money.
But I'll take the Colts money line all day. Sure. Colts win by 5. I'll take Jonathan Taylor
anytime touchdown, whatever that comes at. Comes in at minus 240. I'll take that before anything else.
I'll take the Colts
money. And Davis Mills, don't get it fucked up. He'll throw the ball. You know,
Brandon Cooks anytime touchdown at plus 175 or Damian Pierce at plus 140.
Those are also good. I like it. Those are both good bets. I can't lie.
Ravens Jets. You want to talk?
Yeah, let's talk Ravens Jets.
That game kind of stinks. So Ravens Jets it is. Ravens minus 6.5 right now.
Ravens minus 6.5 right now?
Yeah.
Against the Jets?
Against the Jets. Jets plus 235 on the money line.
I think Lamar Jackson is going to go off.
Of course.
I think Lamar Jackson is going to fucking snap.
I want to see the nigga throw that shit.
I think Lamar Jackson has a real fucking chip on his shoulder. He didn't get paid. He's pissed off.
I want to see.
And he wants to show these motherfuckers.
We know the nigga can run crazy. Can I see you actually like sit in that pocket and throw that shit? And don't be in the comments saying, oh, he really does that already.
I got Mark Andrews putting one in.
Definitely. I'll fuck with Mark.
I may say Lamar's throwing for 300.
I like that. That's what I want to fucking see.
I don't know about
that's
that,
exactly
bro.
What the fuck I want to see.
Anytime touchdown Lamar. Plus
I can see that. I like that.
I want to see that motherfucker sit in that pocket and actually just throw it. Don't fucking worry about running. Let me see you just wild out on the team. Let me see if you really can.
His coaches won't let him. That's the whole thing.
They want to see
him. Coaches want him to run the ball.
This isn't going
to
be the game because he's not going
to. That's what I'm saying. He don't need a run. That's what I'm saying. He don't need.
He's not going to throw against Sauce Gardner week one. Like he's not going to come airing it out.
You can't be.
He ain't going to air shit out. That boy is going to run all over that Jets defense.
He's going to do what he's comfortable with.
He's going to get out. He's going to get like 75 yards rushing, bare minimum. Watch. Might hit 100 on the ass.
I take Lamar.
Yeah.
Anytime touchdown for sure, dude.
Lamar, anytime or for sure.
So for sure.
Yeah, you're smoking dust. I mean, I can't see him throwing no 300.
I would love to see that. That's what I'm saying. I would love see him throw the ball like real good this game. But yeah, I mean, 300 is kind of outrageous.
He'll throw right. He'll test the waters. He'll definitely throw a little bit, but that's all the.
If I was to put him on a ticket, I'd give him like 150. I'll keep it close.
No receiving props on that game. Like FanDuel stinks.
All right. So
Saints Falcons.
Saints Falcons.
Saints minus 5.5. Interesting.
I like Saints minus 5.5, actually.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, I still like it. Atlanta stinks.
Atlanta does stink. Their defense has nobody.
They stink. You can get some valuable lines week one just because they got to be conservative, Vegas. Like, they really don't know shit. But, like, the Saints minus 5.5 against that Falcons team. You bet against the bad, like, the teams that you know are bad is what you go for after
Alvin
week
Kamara
one.
Suns the Falcons every time they play. Every single time Alvin Kamara puts in 2+ touchdowns. So I'm going to go Alvin Kamara anytime touchdown in the Saints spread. My picks for that game.
Maybe a Mike Thomas anytime touchdown.
Little resurgence season. I like it.
This nigga
like
do
it.
Anything more than a slant this season?
Yes, because he's got Jameis Winston. Jameis likes to air that bitch out.
Jameis could throw.
I hope this nigga.
People sleep on Jameis. Jameis is only his fifth year. It's only his fifth year, yo. Like, he's still a young. Young quarterback.
Wasn't he 5-0 before he got hurt?
He was good. Yeah, he was doing good.
Anybody ever think maybe Mike Thomas doing slants was to compensate because Drew Brees' arm isn't what it used to be?
Facts.
I feel like that's not talked about enough. They're just like, oh, slant boy. Like, maybe Drew Brees couldn't throw it deep anymore.
Shit, the nigga throwing 5,000 every fucking
but he's volume. A short pass specialist. Volume. You know, his whole career.
I mean, I wouldn't say he had a fucking great deep ball, but he could definitely get it there. But you're right. I feel that.
That's a good statement. I'm definitely taking the.
I like the Saints minus 5.5. I actually love that. That might be a pick of mine. That's probably a pick of mine.
AK in the spread, I might have to do
Mariota Jameis rivalry. That's when I first started watching college football, truthfully.
Yeah, I'm dedicating all tomorrow for NFL bets.
They beat the shit out of the fucking Oregon. Oh my God.
Yeah, they beat the piss out of them. I was like, oh, Oregon's got some cool uniform. They came out. Oh my God. They got
green
shirts
on, right?
Yeah.
Green and yellow joints.
They had the silver, like the metallic. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Jameis beat the shit out of them, motherfucker. Yeah, didn't they like come out halftime, bring that shit right back to the cribby? Yeah, I'm gonna take the Saints.
Yeah, for sure.
I like the Saints.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Dolphins minus 3.5. I'd take that, honestly.
Wow. It's gonna be a close game. It's a division game.
Is it in the Dolphins too?
Is it in Miami?
Yeah, it's in Miami. Minus 168 on the money line. Minus 3.5.
Wow. I still like Miami.
Yeah.
I still like Miami.
Like, they still just have.
I don't know if they cover, but I still like Miami because they just have the better overall team. Mac Jones is a better game manager right now than Tua, but like Tua, I guess, can throw the ball better than Mac Jones. I don't know. They're very like similar quarterbacks in a sense. They're two similar teams.
First mid.
But I think Miami has a better overall, better team than the Patriots. Even though, because it's a division game, I think Miami doesn't cover, but they do win. I think it'll be close.
Definitely put them on the money line.
All right. What about... What else we got here? A little Steelers-Bengals.
Steelers-Bengals. That's a good one to
let's
talk about.
Let's talk about it.
Steelers-Bengals. I mean, we're going to see what
Bengals
Trubisky
minus
do.
6.5, or you think the Steel City?
See, I'll leave these games alone, man.
It's another tough division game.
Man, I fucking leave division games alone.
If I had to pick, I would pick the Bengals, obviously. But like that Steelers defense is nothing to fuck around with. Insane, like man. At the end of the day, like
it's still tough.
Motherfuckers,
Watt is back.
Monsters out there.
Yeah, he's back.
Watt is back. Yeah, I mean, that's another close division game. If I had to pick, I'm picking the Bengals. But
and I'm going Joe Mixon anytime touchdown, I think.
Honestly,
Joe Mixon.
I ain't even going to cap, man. I'm going with the Steelers.
You like the Steelers, huh?
I fuck with the Bengals, though, but I'm going with the Steelers.
What's the Steelers money line?
Plus 230.
Plus 230 money line for the Steel City.
Talk to him.
Fuck with my nigga Pickens. It's my dog.
They're starting Trubisky, though.
Pickens. My boy. Well, I was here.
George Pickens.
Oh, George Pickens.
Yeah.
NFL young boy.
Yeah.
NFL young boy.
Hell yeah. He's a sleeper for me in fantasy this year.
It's my dog. Yeah, I might fuck
he's
him.
He's nasty.
Man, anytime.
He's nasty. He's
I know.
Disgusting.
He's fucking,
if he had a quarterback this year, I'd say, yeah, I'd be confident in that.
Hey, man, he might just get it on the goal line. You never know. Never know.
We'll see.
But, yeah, I'm going to fuck with the Steelers.
I got the Bengals still. I like Bengals money line. I don't think they cover. I think they win outright, though. I think it'll be closer than what people think. It's going to be closer than what people think. Raiders Chargers.
You already know where I'm going. Minus 184 Chargers money line.
What's the spread?
Minus 3.5.
I'm buying a point and going minus 2.5 Chargers. That's my bet. I think the Chargers win a close one. I like the over in that game, whatever it is.
Chargers home?
Chargers are home.
Definitely going with the Chargers.
What's the over-under?
Over-under is 52.5.
I still like it. I like the over, 52.5. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a barn burner. They're just going to score.
You said Chargers minus 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
Minus 160.
Minus 160, run it. Give me that shit. Give me that shit. That game was very close last year. It was the last game of the season that they played. I think the Chargers come out and win that bitch, though.
Hell yeah,
three.
Chargers are going to come out slinging. I'm so high on the Chargers this year.
So, yeah, I definitely got the
I'll
Chargers.
Die on that hill. If that's
Devontae Adams, anytime touchdown. That could happen.
I don't know. J.C. Jackson is kind of
nice. Nah, I like Hunter Renfro.
Oh, yeah.
I like Hunter Renfro over yards.
What is he?
Like, Hunter, plus, whatever Hunter Renfro over yards yet, is.
Oh, no props. That nigga probably be like plus like.
Or over catches, over receptions, any of that. I want Hunter Renfro. Everybody's keying in on Davante Adams. There's so many balls to go around in that offense, Darren Waller. But you know who's going to be open every time? Hunter Renfro is going to be open every fucking time. I promise you. He's going to be open every time. He's a PPR machine. And everybody want to go super high on Davante Adams in fantasy. I'm telling you, you're going to be fucking disappointed if you drafted him first round. You're going to be pissed the fuck off. You're going to be pissed off because Hunter Renfro is going to take a lot of his shit. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Telling you.
It's a fact.
But I do like, I like him anytime touchdown, though. I still like him anytime touchdown because he's going to be the end zone target. I mean, Darren Waller is, too. That's why I don't like, that's why I'm not fucking with Davante Adams. There's so many weapons on that team. And Carr spreads the ball around. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have, he's not a, oh, I'm only throwing it to this guy type of dude. Like, he's going to spread the ball.
Yeah. All right, Eagles, Lions.
Yeah, Eagles, Lions. Let's talk Eagles, Lions.
What's that?
Eagles minus 3.5, minus 198 on the money line, over under 48.
What's the spread? What's the spread?
Eagles minus 3.5.
We always look, bro. We lost to these niggas last year.
I'm telling you right now, the Lions are sleepers, bro.
Dan Campbell's got everybody fired up.
I think it's really because of Hard Knocks. Everybody is like really high on the Lions this year, but they have a really good offense. They have I like where their program is going. They beat the Eagles last year, like you said, Meech. Yeah. I think they cover. I think the Eagles still win.
I think the Eagles
we
lost to them the last, I think like last 2 years, honestly, because we lost to them, like we always lose to these motherfuckers by like 6 or like 3 with some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna take us though. Gotta take us.
I think the Eagles win by 3 points, and you miss by the hook in the Lions cover. I think I'll barely get away with the win.
I think so, too. I think Jalen Hurts is just still, he's going to go crazy this season. I have him finishing top 8 in my MVP race.
Yeah, I think we win.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Top 8 in MVP race?
Yeah.
Is there even a top 8 in MVP race? It's usually like top 4. It's like top 3.
I was thinking he's in 5 to 10.
Bro, we're going to see what Jalen Hurts can't throw for fucking over 4,000 yards. I don't want to hear anything about MVP, period.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm going to take my Eagles on that game, though.
That's a, you know, I know Ed talking shit.
I think Jalen Hurts is about to have a crazy good season. He's about to go crazy.
The potential is there. He has the offense.
All
the
pieces around him. So, like, he doesn't even have to throw for that much. That's the thing.
I just don't think he can throw, and he still hasn't proved to me in the offseason that he can. So until I see him throw long balls with accuracy.
If you had to rely on Jalen Hurts or Tua to throw you a long ball, who are you choosing?
Yo, that's tough, honestly.
Because Tua lefty. I think it should ugly.
Tua can at least get it there.
His form's ugly as fuck.
Jalen Hurts, I've seen some painful throws from Jalen Hurts, bro.
Sat there, like, no line, I think Jalen throws farther than that.
Nah, Tua can actually throw far.
He can throw
He can't throw like Mahomes. He can't throw accurate. Right.
Yeah. Right. He can bomb that shit.
He'll bomb the fuck out of the ball.
I still think that Jalen will throw farther than
that. I agree.
That shit is ugly.
I'm taking Daniel Jones.
I would take Danny Jones over both of them.
Competition. He's throwing that bitch 80 yards.
He could throw that bitch, but he never gets a chance to throw it. So
yeah. All right, in our last game, or no, we got two. More,
we
still have the Commanders Jags. And the Jags, and then we still have the Browns and Panthers.
Yeah. All right.
So which one do you want to talk first?
Let's do Browns Panthers because it's more interesting. Yeah. Baker Mayfield revenge game. Do you think the Panthers could pull it off? And I really don't think the Panthers could pull it off.
I
think they lose. Oh yeah.
Who's starting?
There's a whole deep Browns team that's way, way, way fucking better than that Carolina team.
That just needs Deshaun Watson.
Yes, absolutely. But Jacoby Brissett, well, I don't get why people are like, oh, Jacoby Brissett.
He's nice.
He's not a bad quarterback. He's serviceable. He can get the job done.
He's average.
He's literally an average
ass quarterback.
He's a little bit below average, but it's not.
He could, like you said, he
can throw the ball.
Yes, so we don't think Baker's doing anything.
Baker already said he's gonna fuck them up. We'll see about that. They know Baker Mayfield inside and out, and Baker Mayfield can't throw the ball. So I like the under in this game.
They better hold
regardless.
That motherfucking O line.
What's the over under on this?
Because hold up.
Oh shit. Over under on this game is.
You better hope that O line can hold up against them Bears.
Oh no!
Just a reminder: this is brought to you by Manscaped.
Over under on that is 41.5.
41.5. Ew! I still like the under. That's just gonna be like 17-14 final score.
-111.
Nick Chubb 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, fuck with Chubb.
Oh, it's gonna be a Chubb game for sure.
Yeah,
Baker 300. Who the fuck said that bullshit? Of course it said.
Ed's a Baker guy.
He said I'll take.
It's a weird hill to die on, but all right.
Stinks, bro. 300, three TDs? Yeah, right, bro. It's not happening. Not on the Browns defense. It's not happening. Not on Denzel Ward.
So I guess we were
when was the last time Baker even threw for 300 yards?
Yeah, I don't know.
When he was on an actual good team like the Browns. People forget, like a change of scenery is going to change Baker Mayfield all of a sudden. He was with a very good team. With the Cleveland Browns. He had OBJ. He had Landry. He had a squad. He had Chubb. He had Kareem Hunt. He had one of the best O lines in the league and still wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. What do you think he's going to do when he goes to Carolina and he has a hurt Christian McCaffrey, bum ass team, bum ass defense? I'm letting you know, I don't think the Panthers win past fucking six games this year.
Make sure you guys keep your eye on Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba, always keep an eye on him for the waiver wire at all times, or handcuff him if you got CMC. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's looking grim.
Yeah.
Like, I got Dalvin Cook. You got to get Madison if you get Dalvin Cook. Like, feel me? I got JT. I got Naheem Hines. You know? Yeah.
Especially with Marlon Mack out of there. It's a must. But our last game.
When was the last time, though? When was the last time, Ed? When was the last time there was a 300-yard game? You only like bums. You only like bums, Ed. I noticed that. You hate people that are good, and then you like bums. It makes no sense to me. I wish you were here to talk about it in person. That would have been nice. Instead, you want to slander in comments. Fucking black motherfucker.
Last game, Jacksonville and the Commanders.
It's the shit bowl. You saved the worst for last.
Damn, hold up. Where are you?
I got the Jags.
Damn.
I got the Jags too.
I got the Jags. I got the Jags.
I took the Jags too, but you said when was the last time Baker had a 300-yard game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Against the Chargers, 2021.
What week was that?
It had to be early. It's 10-10-10-10-21. And he had three.
So in October of 20, it's almost been a year.
Yeah.
It has week five is 10-10.
He's done it 10 times.
But the last time he's done it is in week five of last year.
He did it twice in 2021. Stinker. He did it twice in 2021, and he did it.
That's unacceptable.
Three times in 2000.
But the receiving corps,
that's unacceptable.
It. It's not it. I do like DJ Moore fantasy wise, but besides that, really not much.
305, and then he had 321.
I like Christian Kirk anytime touchdown.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I like Christian Kirk anytime touchdown.
Terry McLaurin.
Danny has never. What do you mean Danny has never? Stop it. He threw 400 against the Saints last year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Danny Ayers, that let's not get it twisted.
Stop it.
Let's not get it twisted.
Stop it. I want to see that. Danny only played fucking 12 games last year.
Yeah, so. I'm going Terry McLaurin, I think, anytime touchdown.
Terry?
Scary Terry.
Danny Dimes done it 6 times. And like Corey said, 402 yards against Saints.
Against the Saints. I like it. I like it a lot.
And shut up, man. Dirty, dirty boy.
Pause.
Pause. All right. Let's go. All right, we made all of our predictions.
Yep.
I got the Jags. You got the Jags. You got the Jags. All right. That's it for week one. Let's do pick a side. All right, so pick a side. Brought to you by Wings and Things Tom's River. Wings and Things Tom's River. Yo, celebrity golf outing on Thursday, 2 days from now. We're going to be interviewing Andre Reed, Sterling Sharp, Jeremiah Trotter, Urban Fryer.
You guys think they should be asked? Drop them below.
Jeremiah Trotter.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah Trotter.
Missed that nigga.
Sterling Sharp.
That nigga was that nigga.
Urban Fryer, Stephen Baker.
Touchdown maker.
The touchdown maker. We got like 3 Hall of Famers that we're interviewing on Thursday. It's going to be great. It's going to be lit. And it's all for charity. It's all for veterans to help feed needy veterans.
Hell yeah.
So helping out our country, helping out ourselves. You know what I mean? It's a win-win situation for us. Let's get it. Pick a side, though.
Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu.
Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu.
Now, this is if we're having a Super Bowl and we had to pick a safety to play in this game to win, help win us this game. You know, we're not comparing career. This is just who's a better player.
Troy. Hands down.
No.
Troy.
No.
Troy.
No.
Yes.
No way.
Ed Reed gives you coverage. I don't think Troy Polamalu gives you the same.
You could put Troy anywhere on that field.
You could put Ed Reed anywhere. He just decided to play in the back and yeah, ball hawk.
But yeah, okay, he was a ball hawk. But so was that nigga Troy Polamalu. What?
I don't know. That nigga, I don't
just
think
as
Troy
much
Polamalu
as just as
ball.
Much as Ed Reed caught them fucking interceptions and random shits to the crib. Fucking Troy Polamalu was doing that too.
And anytime Ed Reed came up to smack a motherfucker,
and Troy Polamalu was doing that too. He was jumping over the fucking O line. What?
Yeah, like he was come in the on. Trenches, but Ed Reed could go in the trenches too. And Ed Reed is the best
Troy
safety of
was
all
fucking
time.
Deep in the trenches, deeper than Dirk, nigga. That nigga was deep in the trenches.
If you don't got ball skills like Ed Reed, you don't have instincts like Ed Reed. Well, actually, the instincts is right there. The instincts is there. He's not faster than Ed Reed.
He still was there, nigga. He was still running shit to the crib.
He was running shit to the crib.
Fumble recoveries. He did it.
He was in the mix. He was definitely in the mix,
bro.
But that's because
Troy Polamalu, wherever the ball was, he was there, bro. And he was flying up from the fucking safety and still making tackles in the backfield. Come on, come on. I'm picking Troy Polamalu any day, any day. I fuck with Ed Reed too. He's a goat. I fuck with Ed Reed.
This is a good comparison though, because they're two very. I feel like they're two of the best safeties ever.
They're very much balanced to me.
Yeah, because I feel like Ed Reed can do anything that Troy Polamalu can do.
Yeah,
and likewise, I feel like
Troy did it more. He did it more, and you're saying he could have done it, but they was putting Troy anyway. He was outside linebacker.
Nah, man. Ed Reed made one crazy like Troy Polamalu was a playmaker. Ed Reed was too. He would shut a whole game down. Just like Troy Polamalu would shut a whole game down.
Very much equal. But I'm going to go with Troy. I got to.
I'm taking Ed Reed.
I like Ed Reed just because he 100% has better ball skills than Troy Polamalu, in my opinion.
It's my fucking... I can say what I want, Eddie. If you was here, you could debate with me right now. But I'm going with Troy. I fuck with Troy.
Ed Reed could do everything. I mean, Troy Polamalu did... more dirty work than Ed because that was just the defensive scheme of the Steelers. Ed Reed didn't have to do dirty work because guess who was his linebackers?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ed his Ray linebackers Lewis were
literally
fucking
killing people.
Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs. you don't have to really get in the box that crazy when you have those two down there already. And you got Haloti Ngata down there too. Come on, bro. Oh,
yeah,
Come on, bro. He doesn't need to stop the run, really. He doesn't have to. Look at it. Look.
I feel you.
You know.
I feel you. So you can't just base it off for him being a ball hawk. That's it.
That's the biggest part of being a free safety, though.
Yeah, but Troy was doing that too, bro.
He could pick it off. Not like Ed Reed, though.
Ed Reed made it look good. Troy Polamalu had a couple good ass interceptions when he scooped that one right under. Come on, man. That shit was tough. Come on.
Yeah, thanks. We're not going to have any 100,000 play fucking TikToks this week. Yeah, I wonder why, because Ed wants to fucking drive big fucking trucks through Baltimore all day.
Shut up, nigga. You said Miko Harmon is better than Mike Thomas. Shut the fuck up, nigga. That was horrible. I wish I was here for that.
27 days, 27 nights, ass nigga. Right. In a fucking sleeper truck.
I wish I was there for that.
27 Ed. Nights in a sleeper.
Because what I'm saying right now, Ed, is it 10 times worse than what you said 2 weeks ago. Well, so shut your ass up.
And 27 nights at rest stops, ass nigga.
And dry that big rig. Why you out there in Baltimore?
Oh, shit.
I stand on that, nigga.
I got
10 toes, nigga. I stand on that 10 toes, Ed. For sure. Shout out to them Steelers, niggas, too. Fuck with the Steelers.
Man.
Stamp, nigga.
Stamp certified.
Stamp.
All right. So that pretty much wraps up this episode, though. It's been a real one. Week one. We got some big announcements coming soon, by the way, regarding Mo Sports Apparel. It's going to be great. It's going to be good shit.
Tap in.
Mo Sports Premium starting tomorrow. New people, one free week. Everybody gets a free week starting tomorrow. So make sure y'all get up on that.
Don't miss out on week one bets. That would just be
sad. And Wise Capper went 15-1. In NFL preseason. Let's give him a clap.
Yes,
who does that? I don't know. Nobody does that.
Nutty.
No, that doesn't happen. In NFL preseason, it doesn't happen. Nutty. So you already know what time it is once the NFL comes around. We got a hell of people in the premium. We're about to get more. And it's going to be a great time. So you make sure you tune in to Moneyline Madness too, motherfuckers.
Facts.
Because they got some great bets for you too.
Trying to get paid.
And Moneyline Lamp.
Get laid. Come to see Mo's page. You hear me?
MoSportsNetwork.com. You already know what time it is. I'm going to catch y'all next week, next Tuesday. Yes, sir. Raheem, what up?